This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims.
Morionian singles at the bottom of your screen. Tripshi looks his way. Oh, what a block by Messina. Tucking under the tackle, spinning, end zone, touchdown, Sayville!
Sims, it's radio, so you can't see it, but that Moriani move after the catch from Tripti, Sayville, they rolled last night over West Hampton. Sensational move. Dylan Butler, Varsity Media, on the call. Sayville High School, small school program, but when you look at the smaller school programs in the tri-state, I'll put them right there at the top. It's a community thing. Right. Our buddy Jack Cohn went to Sayville.
Yeah.
Hey, went to work out with Seattle this weekend.
Yes, sir, he did.
During the week, had a very good workout. So we're going to get him in the league one day.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about it.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm
doing great. How are you, Captain?
A lot of people thought you were off your game a little bit last week.
Why is that?
I just said that.
Oh, okay.
Because you
You're
are fired up this week. I am getting a sense what's happening here. Is you're still upset with Darren Cooper from
Get
the Bergen record?
Get out of here. You are
then
silly,
why are
young
you coming
man.
Up with your own teams this week?
Oh, I don't know if I'm coming up with my own teams. I just thought, listen, we don't have any content for the show, all right? So I'm just carrying you along, you know, past the goal line.
You're into this, Sims.
Well, yeah, I just thought that because of the fact that I've been to so many games this season, we've gone to so many games covering MSG and all that kind of stuff, I thought it'd be fun for us to just mention as many good football players as we can on the show. Because it is focused maybe primarily on certain teams and stuff like that. I thought, hey, let's just highlight as many good players as we can in this hour that we have. And it's funny because it started as like, oh, let's do like the top 10. Now it's like I got a page of 50 players.
It ain't easy, Sims.
It's not easy. And you know what's really – I enjoyed it a lot because I'm – for everybody out there, whatever you're doing Friday or Saturday, go out there and see some of these football players because these are guys that are going to play high-level college football. You know, they're great people, high character people. They got great stories, backstories, and some of them are going to be playing on Sundays as well.
I know what game you'll be watching this afternoon. Turn
yes,
into
sir.
MSG Network this afternoon at 1 to see some high school football. Chaminade out of the AAA division taking on AA Holy Trinity, unbeaten. Shouldn't be in the AA division.
Oh, there it is.
No, I was waiting for it.
We know.
And it's live at MSG at 1 o'clock today. Cavallo will join us in just a little bit. And, of course, the high school football show on 98.7 ESPN is presented by all of it. Now you sound like me.
That's right. About yeah, I stole that from you.
Sims, let me finish this.
ESPN
is presented by All American Ford Auto Group, the number one Ford Auto Group in the Northeast with locations throughout New Jersey and Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Visit allamericanford.net. There's one left, I hear.
What's that?
In the closet over at your parents' house. And I want your brother Chris's other Texas varsity jacket.
Yeah. People are like, what is he talking about?
You stole your, and I just tweeted it out before the show. So if you want to see.
I didn't steal anything. It's been in that.
Is Chris ever going to get his varsity jacket back, Sims?
Like I said, there's two in the closet. I took one of them. He still has one left. Right?
I think you and I would look great rolling into games with
no doubt. No,
that burnt orange.
Yeah, listen.
I think Chris should call the show this morning.
There's no way that he is up right now at 8 o'clock on a Saturday.
Big Phil listens. Phil should call up Chris and say, call the show, because otherwise you ain't getting your jacket back. That's a beautiful jacket.
It is.
Last week we had Kevin Decker on the show.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And they beat Stony Brook.
Yeah.
But what I didn't realize
What's that?
Is the week before, Stony Brook is struggling a little bit.
They're 0-6. Struggling, yes.
The week before the Fordham game, did you see who played quarterback for against New Hampshire?
Yeah, Charlie McKee.
And then he got his first start last week,
correct.
8 of 36, 239 yards, 2 touchdowns. I'm saying it right now. The Black Bears of Maine come to Stony Brook today. Charlie McKee will get his first college win today.
Wow, that would be great. That would be
former
great. I'm really
Oceanside,
happy for Charlie. Yeah.
4-year starter for
yep.
Robbie Blount. Threw the ball a million times out there in Nassau County.
Yeah.
And you liked him because he came to work out with you and your dad, and you liked him
a lot.
Yeah,
I mean, I've always been impressed with him. I've worked with him for probably about 2 years now, and he's just he's a great dude, good football player, just a gym rat, a guy that just gets after it all the time, eager to learn, absorb new information, and Coach Blunt out there too. Like, he does a great job. Just a huge fan of that whole program and him as a person too.
Sims, do you know when a good game can become a good year just in one day?
I don't know. Tell me, talk.
All right. Well, over there at St. Peter's, out there for Mark DiCristoforo at Staten Island, last week his St. Peter's team was playing Kennedy Catholic.
Right.
And Jack Goodyear had a good game.
That's right.
They won 21-14, and Goodyear returned two kickoffs for touchdowns. I had to get that in. I like to look at some of these things after the week, kind of steal one in there. So Jack Goodyear with a great game. Yeah. A great game. The two kickoff returns, 90 and 92 yards for a touchdown. Hit it, Harv!
Whoa!
Okay, now, it's amazing how things can change so quickly, Sims.
You got a lot of juice today.
I'm fired up.
I like it.
Fuchs told me I did underperform. I tried to put it on you. He told it was me who underperformed. He said I had no energy last week.
When, last week?
And I thought...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought it was a good show, but I guess I've been, again, I'm just carrying you.
It is true. This show's all about you, especially
whatever.
Today. And by the way.
And just so everybody knows, I got the Texas Varsity jacket, and Mike has the Bergen Catholic vest today.
I did that for Dr. Mahoney.
Oh, it's disgusting.
You are so upset that I'm wearing this.
No,
I'd love
I'm
to
not,
get you off your game.
Doc Mahoney, you the man. I saw your pull-ups, too, the other day. That was impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Love that guy.
That was terrific. We got invited to his pregame tailgate, you know, right in the backyard. But
right.
We're not there today.
No.
We're out at Holy Trinity. And I don't see Hardart inviting us anywhere today.
Keep sending the invites,
though. And I am going to press Hardart at the half. He's the guest. I'm coming on live at the half today. So he's the AD at Holy Trinity, and he's the Catholic League commissioner. I am going to press him.
And listen, we wear Bergen Catholic here because they give us stuff. So
that's it.
It's very easy. It's free.
Oh,
it's
my
for
God.
Us.
Speaking of stuff, I was with Joe Casarella yesterday, the legend from North Rockland.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, North Rockland has the best gear in the tri-state.
All right.
So
I can't tell. I don't have any.
We're working on some of that. But he's one of my favorite people of all time. And they play today against Carmel, who's just rolling through the state of New York right now. All right,
go.
So here we go. Canarsie. I thought going into last week, the PSAL was a two-team race.
Right.
I still do, but it's not Curtis right now.
Right.
It's Canarsie.
Yeah, Curtis is looking in right now from what we saw.
Now, they have to get healthy.
They do.
Not a good week to be missing two offensive linemen against that Canarsie team.
Dude, definitely not, especially with Dylan Fontus, who was just an absolute animal out there on the field. And it's great, too, because he's like a minister in his free time. But, man, when he puts on that helmet and shoulder pads, he is whatever the opposite of a minister is. So it was unbelievable, his performance, his ability to dominate the line of scrimmage for the defensive side of the football. And then, man, the Canarsie offensive side of the football.
Whoa.
Howell at quarterback.
Terrific.
Perkins at receiver. Former quarterback. Jean-Louis III. Wow. I mean, geez, Gene, you are awesome. Nakai Brown, running back receiver. Nick Jordan, another good football player
I would
them.
Love to get Brown's 40 time, because that 85-yard touchdown to get things started was a blur.
I mean, Canarsie is super talented. Super talented.
You know what the game of the week
is? And I don't know if it's just because they're the most, like, recent in my memory.
It happens.
But, man, they impressed me a whole lot more than when I saw Erasmus Hall. Now, granted, I saw Erasmus Hall the second week of the season.
Correct.
But, you know, I was a little bit more of, like, a wow factor when
I
saw Canarsie.
Yeah, but you could say the other thing. When we saw Canarsie, you didn't do the game that day.
No.
That's right.
I did not do the game at Rutgers.
They were awful.
They were awful.
They had no concept offensively.
I saw the game. I wasn't calling it.
Because you were preparing for other games. They had no concept offensively. It was just take it and chuck it 40 yards down the field. I loved how quickly the lefty Howell got the ball out. Slip screens coming underneath.
Looks good.
You know, teased him enough, going deep at times. The killer play in the game. Curtis scores, make it 14-7, minute left in the half.
Oh, my God.
And then they come right down the field and score before half.
Well, this is my issue, too, again, where it's just like coaches being a little too cute in situations. Curtis kicked, you know, one of those pooch kicks. And it's like, why are you giving up field position that easily in a situation where you just struggled so hard? Really, at that point in the game, early in the game, it should have been 21-14 Curtis.
Well,
because they had the turnover on downs, the block punt.
Good call.
So it's like Curtis was in control of the game, and then, man, but when it got away from them, it got away from them in a hurry because of Canarsie's big playability.
Is the big guy going to be on the Sims list? Because we're going to start it in just a second. You still don't
Who's
have.
Who's the big left? The big
number
the
45.
No, I know. I got two spots left in my top 10.
In all seriousness, so we're going to go to break. Not yet. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, that's right.
So right now, when eventually we go to break, you will fill your top 10 list.
Yeah, I might do it, honestly, right as I'm saying the top 10. Because, listen, when we go through the list of the players that I have here, you're going to be like, man, you're right. Who is the top 10? I tried to make a criteria, but there are a few that break that criteria. So it's been a tough battle for me. And unfortunately, too, yeah, there's so many good football players in the area. It's so cool. It really is. And I'm so glad that I got to see all these football players, too, because I'm just such a huge fan for a lot of these dudes.
So we still haven't gotten through this weekend, but let's flash forward to next weekend. Once again, the epicenter of football in the tri-state.
Yeah.
Next week falls on the New York side of the GW. Friday night, we will have the St. Anthony at Stepanak game.
Right.
St. Anthony rolled last night over Christ the King.
Yeah.
Stepanak today will beat Kellenberg, so that will be... I can't figure it out because Iona...
What's crazy is that Stepanak can lose this game, and I still believe they have a chance to potentially win the championship.
That's
what's wild about this league. The same thing with St. Peter's. I feel like St. Peter's, they can lose to Burton Catholic today, and I still have somewhat of a gleam of hope, right, that they could potentially be a championship team at the end of the year. That's how crazy it is on both sides of the Hudson this year.
Don't be surprised next week if St. Peter's loses to Seton Hall Prep.
Really?
I'm telling you.
Well, that's a huge revenge game, especially after
feeling.
The two last week.
So
last year.
That's Friday night. On Saturday,
yeah.
The game of the weekend now, Friday or Saturday, is at Sid Luckman Field on McDonald Avenue when Canarsie comes rolling in to take on Erasmus Hall.
Yeah.
And how great is that for tri-state football when the two best games are on the New York side of the bridge.
Yeah, it is great. And that's something that we've discussed multiple times throughout this year, right, in this radio show. And listen, if you don't like it, get used to it because it's going to keep coming here.
No doubt.
Because there's a lot of really good football players in New York. And I'm telling you, just if these guys played for Bergen Catholic, if they played for Bosco, if they played for St. Joe's, they'd have maybe... I don't want to say twice as many opportunities to play at the next level, but they definitely would have a few more opportunities to play at the next level for sure.
All right, give me your criteria. Harv, hit it. All right, so the Sims criteria. You do this because you're still upset with Darren Cooper.
Get
he
out of
didn't
here.
Have
Stop
a criteria.
Mentioning that. No.
So what
He's
is
He's got too many mentions on the show. Okay. No more.
See, it's personal. What
no.
What is your criteria? You have to have a criteria when you do teams. Go.
Well, my first one for the top players that we're going to go through just all the teams that I've seen in person and then a few that I've just kept my eye on throughout
okay.
the year, right? So the majority of the people are people that I've seen in person, right?
So
that's
So can
one.
I throw out a call-in number right now to
yeah,
everybody?
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
okay.
that's fine.
1-800-919-3776. 1-800-919-3776. Not everybody will agree with what you have
no,
to say.
No, that's okay.
And this
listen,
is a call-in
I'm gonna
show,
list,
so call.
I got close to 50 players on this first list, so we got a lot of people that we're going to discuss really quickly.
We're going through 50 players right
not,
now?
Not one at a time, but I'm just saying, like, as we go through the teams, you want me to go right now? Yeah.
Rest of the criteria.
All right, rest of the criteria is really just, like, players that flashed, that had really dominant performances, that if their team was, if they were not on their team would not be in the same situation that they're in right now, right? Record-wise, you know, where they lay in their leagues and all that kind of stuff, right? And then, of course, just like, you know, dominance at that individual position for the guys that only play one single position.
Do you have anybody from Hudson Catholic on your list?
I do not. Nope.
Do you have anybody from Immaculata on your list?
No, sir, I do not.
Oh, boy, let's go, because
yeah.
I do. Hit it, Sims!
All right, so here we go. Toms River North, Makai Ford. Very simple. Dominant
oh,
football player.
Hold on
player.
A second. Hold on.
Yeah.
You're not doing quarterback. Like, you're
no,
not doing
there
throwers,
are no
right?
quarterbacks on the list. Thank you so much.
Yep.
These are all just
what I'm here
athletes,
for, Robin.
Football players. Okay.
Go.
So,
sorry.
Makai Ford, athlete. St. Anthony's, Ian Strong, K.J. Duff, Don Bosco, Chase Bisontis, Chris Moreno, Lamont Lester, Logan Bush, Bergen Catholic, D.J. Samuels, Malachi Mercer, Sadir Mitchell, Jack Kameh.
Good job, Sims, because...
Listen, they don't get him the ball enough, but he's an awesome football player.
They're starting to. The tight end, 6'4", 220. Sims,
here we go.
You're good
Pope
at what
John,
you do.
Pope John, Sean Line, not even close.
Terrific.
Irvington, Adon Shuler, Vabu Ture. Fama Ture, Nasir Addison, phenomenal corner receiver. Red Bank Catholic, Sabino Portella. They're nowhere near where they would be without that football player, both sides of the football. St. Peter's Prep, Jaden Bonsu, Zion Fowler, Kenyon Massey, dominant football players. St. Joe's Montville, Jimmy Mullen, Yasin Willis, Donovan McCoy, Luke Tucci, Stepanak, JT Kravinskas.
Terrific.
Wayne Coleman.
Dude.
Jack DeVukai.
Scary.
Bodie Ogg. Jahai Gary.
See, now he's my breakout player.
He's
of the
breakout,
year in the
but I'm telling you, the performance was so good, I could not keep him off the list.
You know who he got offered by this week?
Who?
Old Dominion.
Good.
The Old Dominion OC was there.
Good.
Watching a Johnny, and he was smart enough to offer.
Very
Rutgers,
smart.
Rutgers,
do it. Do
Rutgers.
It. Holy Trinity, Chris Bacon, Irvin Briggs, Jameer Reeder, Josiah Brown, Iona Prep, Zion Moultrie-Goddard.
You love him.
Really good football
Syracuse.
Player. Colin Ogero. Not even close.
He
has to be on the list.
If he wasn't hurt last year, major college player.
Seton Hall Prep, Jordan McAllister, Julius Vaccari. All right, and now here we go. The final back end of the list. West Orange, Sabour.
We're
Sabour,
not to your top
Kareem.
10 yet. Though,
no,
right? Okay,
correct.
Good. All right.
Sabour, because clearly this is more than 10 names there, Captain. West Orange, Sabour, Kareem, safety wide receiver. Very good football player. Just offered by Michigan State, actually, the other day. Erasmus Hall, Caden Brown, Abdul Idris. Then Canarsie, who impressed me tremendously as a skill group, just as much as anybody in the tri-state area so far.
Can I interject something
no,
real
one
fast?
Second. Okay. Tyvon Nelson, Dylan Fontus, Nakai Brown, Jean Louis III, and then Curtis, Miles McGoy, and Logan Barnes, the D-tackle, going to Monmouth with Chris Moreno. Go ahead. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say, when you watched Canarsie warm up last week, did you think they had any chance to win? Their stretch lines, there were guys without shirts on.
Okay, yeah, they might have the most unorganized warm-up I've ever seen at a high school level, but the talent is for real, and it's working for them.
At 40-7 with 2.5 minutes left, did you have a problem that they threw a deep post 60 yards for a touchdown?
Yes, I did. I did. I did not like that they did that.
I reached out to some coaches over there the next day.
I don't think that was appropriate. And that was something that, too, that was between them and Curtis, you know, just like things that led up to the game.
Stupid.
You know, that was silly.
Stupid. What did Coach Toll always say? Hey, hey, you take a knee, it's the biggest form of, you know, embarrassment.
That's true, too.
You know, we don't need to score anymore. So I did make... I did do a little bit of texting and like, guys, knock off the BS.
I get it. I'm okay with you throwing it, but don't be that,
Correct. You
know, aggressive.
Harv is mad at you. You went way too long.
Sorry.
When we come back, the Sims Top 10, he's still working on it.
Woo!
On the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade.
This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims.
Got a text from a guy by the name of Phil Sims. He says, you guys are drinking too much coffee. Great show.
That's not all we're doing.
Come on. We're drinking Bigelow tea, Phil.
Yeah,
wake
right.
up, man. Please.
I don't know. Is he still sponsored by them? I don't know.
Oh, I heard him with Mad Dog yesterday going on and on about he's drinking and everything.
Oh, really?
That's incredible.
Okay.
That is, other than this show, that's the best radio show going.
You think so?
I think it's great.
That's good.
I love how he calls your dad Philip.
Phil.
I like that.
Yeah.
Phil, you better make sure you lock that closet over there because I'm coming to get that other University of Texas varsity jacket because it's terrific. All right, we have a call. People are upset at you already, and you haven't even done your top 10 list. Lenny from Long Island, fire away.
Go.
Lenny.
Lenny.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good. We'll see you soon. I got my son, Nick Parisi, and the quarterback, Rocco Raynone, in the car. We're heading down to Holy Trinity. I wanted to give you guys a heads up on a player I think you should keep an eye on today. You guys know my guy, Jameer Reeder, running back. He was just up at Harvard yesterday for a visit.
Yeah.
But I want you to keep an eye on. We got a little thunder and lightning. 14, super sophomore, Devin Gonzalez, 5'10", 220, runs a 4.65. Keep an eye on him. Just want to put him on your radar for today. He might be getting the ball, mixing up with Jameer and putting our own little thunder and lightning together.
All right, Lenny,
like
thanks.
It.
Hopefully Coach Nolan and Chaminade aren't listening to this because now Lenny just gave away part of the Titans game plan.
That's right.
All right, Sims, quick again. Just recap the criteria for your top 10. I saw you sweating during the commercial. Do you
I'm
have,
still sweating,
You
dude.
Still don't have 9 and 10 yet.
I do.
You do?
I just wrote it.
Did you really? Are you good with the... So if people call to complain, you're ready to fight?
Yeah, I mean, you can complain. I don't care.
1-800-919-3776. Harv, what's the other caller? I don't see it on my screen. James from Long Island. Fire away, Jimbo.
Good morning.
How are you? Turn your radio down for a sec. You mean?
Oh. I called about Darius Moran. I think Darius Moran definitely should be on that list for St. Anthony.
Well, big night last night, 107 yards and two touchdowns. You rolled over Christ the King. We will see him again in person. And did you think about DM?
I did, yes. Yeah, that is a good one. I know. That's a really good point.
So you haven't even started your list that you're always wrong. You're already wrong.
I'm okay with being wrong. And listen, there is no right or wrong.
You're right.
Yeah, and that was the tough thing, you know. And like I said, I try not to be too dominant on a few teams, but it's just kind of hard to deny certain. But yeah, Darius Moran is a really good football player. He's super. You know, one of the biggest issues is he doesn't get the ball a lot on their team.
Yeah.
He did last night. Mm-hmm. But in a lot of situations that we've seen this year, the ball really goes through KJ Duff and Ian Strong so much that his one or two plays, you know, randomly in the game are big plays, but it kind of gets lost in the mix with everything else.
If Morant and the Friars, I think the Catholic League Championship is going to come down to, we know all
like
three
the
of them can
skill
throw,
group is amazing.
But
it
I
really
think
is.
It's going to come down, Matt, to who can run the ball best to keep the other offenses off the field.
For sure.
These guys
that's
score
important.
Too fast.
Yeah, I think it's important. And I think that was one of my main issues with Stepanak, too. I think Stepanak and St. Anthony's both have the same issue of they're just not patient enough in certain situations in the game. And we've seen it time and time again in really big crunch situations. The team who runs and dominates the line of scrimmage a little bit better at the high school level typically wins the football game.
You know, early in the year when Stepanak beat DePaul because DePaul was struggling, you're kind of like, okay, but DePaul now is a 4-4 football team. So that victory against DePaul that Stepanak had looks even better. Before we get to your list, let me just rip out. Give it to me, Harv, the Jets player of the week. And here we go. Del Barton last week had that great comeback victory against Hudson Catholic, down 14 at the half, and they said, you know what? We're going to old Mr. Lax, the Navy junior lacrosse recruit, Ryan Trafford, 6 feet, 175 pounds, a career high, 224 yards on 29 carries and two touchdowns as they come back to beat Hudson Catholic, 21-14. Robbie Anderson, what a lunatic that guy is, by the way.
Keep going.
Why would you? Robbie Russo, the quarterback, 1 yard touchdown with 52 seconds, the game winner. And then last night, the Del Barton mojo came to an end. We talked about DePaul. They go to 4-4 on the year. Pat Grusser, the quarterback, starts out great, injures his ankle, goes out, and this freshman, Derek Zemet, comes in. Two touchdown passes for Nicky Campanelli.
Yeah.
As DePaul.
He's performed well.
He has.
Played tough. He really has. He's doing really well.
Okay, Sims. So here we go. It is now time for the Matt Sims top 10 players.
You love this.
I do.
Because you can't wait till I just get crushed.
No,
later.
You know what I love? I say this to Jimmy all the time. You played in the league for 6 years, okay? You could just do this and go through the motions. I need people to know how hard you work at your
craft.
Oh, I got
like 7 pages of notes.
It's great.
And listen, I went on everybody's huddle tape, all right? Sponsor us, all right?
Yeah.
But I went on their huddle tape. I looked at all the film. I watched their highlights. I watched individual games for every player that we discussed.
Yeah.
And it was extremely difficult. And I'm trying to show love to different skill positions. The hardest one was probably the offense and defensive line.
Okay.
You know, but that's, again, those are positions where I expect to see dominance. So
you have to be a two-way player to be on your team?
No, you do not.
Okay,
but
good.
It definitely was an advantage for certain players, yes.
Okay. All right, Harv, give me some of that Sims Spectacular Players music, and you're going to start at 10 and work your way back, right?
All right, so here we go. Look at this music, whatever this is.
Everybody in here is going wild for this.
Sabour Kareem is number 2 for West Orange. I mean, number 10 from West Orange. Sabour Kareem.
Okay.
Number 10.
Position?
Safety, receiver. And I'm saying if he's not on their team, they're not at the record that they're at currently. All right, he's that, I think, dominant football
senior?
Player. Yes.
You have all seniors?
Seniors and juniors.
Okay.
Yeah, no sophomores, no freshmen on either list, so
okay.
I don't want to hear it later.
Okay, I got a major problem already. Go ahead.
Number 9, Dylan Fontus, Canarsie, defensive end.
All right, so now let me ask you a question. Based on the performance that we saw last week, that could be a top 3 guy.
Could be.
Are you saying because you need to see him again because the Curtis offensive line was banged up a little bit?
No, just because he's only a defensive end.
Okay.
So that's why he's 9.
Okay. All right.
When we go through this, there's other guys that play one side of the football as well, too. But I think that they show more dominance throughout the game and are more important for their team at times.
6'6", 295, going to Maryland.
And he's legit. He's
a
really
good
football player.
Okay.
Number 8 is DJ Samuels.
Okay.
Defensive end, linebacker, running back.
Going to Maryland.
Going to Maryland.
Oh, boy.
So two Maryland football players right there. And that's why DJ is slightly ahead of Dylan, because he plays three positions for the Bergen Catholic Crusaders.
Sims, okay. I like where you're going with this.
Number seven, Zion Moultrie-Goddard. Middle linebacker, running back, Syracuse. Going to Syracuse. Legit football player.
You like when they give him the ball in short yardage in there?
I do. I actually think they need to give him the ball more, but it's tough because Colin O'Garrow is a great football player too for Iona Prep. But Zion is extremely important to that team and what they do, and he is a force on both sides of the football. And he's a great pass rusher too.
You're good at this, Matthew. Right. Smile. Have some
Number,
fun with it.
No, it's serious.
For the first time, you're all serious.
Number six, Wayne Coleman, defensive tackle.
Love
Stepanak. Absolute game wrecker. Maybe the stats don't show it, but he hits the quarterback on just about every other play. If there's a quarterback pressure for Stepanak, Wayne Coleman is responsible for 98% of it.
And how about for the big fella, how well he can move?
He moves fantastic, and he fits in the little size 43 jersey that he has.
What did Jimmy call it, a tube top?
I don't know what it is, but it's unbelievable. It's stretched to the limit for sure. But he's there. He's Aaron Donald for Stepanak. He really is. He might not have the stats, but he's awesome.
So much fun to watch.
Number five, Adon Shuler, defensive back, Irvington. He also plays receiver too. Absolute dominant on the field. Really good football player. He's committed to Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Okay.
Number four, going back to Canarsie, Tyvon Nelson.
He's a pro.
Best safety I think I've seen all season.
No question.
Really,
that dude is a freak athlete.
Really impressive.
Yeah.
Really impressive. And I think he's still super raw, him and Adon Shuler. I think when they learn a little bit more technique and like gamesmanship and just, you know, situational football, they're going to be really, really big pains in the A for a lot of teams.
Apple, they are, if you're a Maryland alum and you're listening to you roll through your list, three players on this list are going to play for the Terrapins.
Yeah, they are. I know.
Wow.
It's pretty impressive because I like the players that they're getting for sure. And I think they're players too, like, they're not at their peak yet by any means.
Oh, yeah.
Like, their peak is ahead of them.
Okay.
Which is cool. Number three, Chase, as Jimmy Cavallo would say, Bisontas. Chase Bisontas, the left tackle for Don Bosco Prep.
Texas A&M.
Not really what else to say other than that, just he dominates every player that he plays against.
He's pushing guys 10 to 15 yards down the field.
No
right
doubt.
Now.
And he's pushing people that are on this list 10 yards down the field. So that's where it's like he's legit. He has to be on there.
You know what?
And it was tough. I almost put Chris Moreno on this list because that's how dominant he's been on the offensive side of the ball too.
You know what I love about offensive linemen? When the whistle blows, they still get one shot in. It's a clean shot, but it's always the one where it's
No doubt. But Chase Bisontas, left tackle, there's no doubting it at all. I've never really seen him get dominated once yet at that position this season.
Jimmy Mullen gave him a run.
Jimmy Mullen played extremely well, but not enough, right, for it to be an issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
He had him thinking, Sims.
He totally did. I totally agree.
He did.
Jimmy Mullen was a great match. The problem is that Jimmy Mullen has no help. So, you know, it's kind of like Quinnen Williams' comment the other day. If the players around him were just a little bit, you know, well distributed, right, he would make more plays too.
Okay.
Number two on the list. Number two, Dr. Evil. Mekhi Ford, athlete, Toms River North.
Do you see what they're doing to people? They're just rolling through everybody.
He is legit.
Oh, totally.
If he played for Bergen Catholic right now, he'd be State Player of the Year.
Do you think he's a West Virginia commit? Do you think other people are going to try to sway him?
They should. Well, this is the issue, too, with him.
He's only a junior.
What is he?
He's a hell of a football player.
Exactly.
He's not a quarterback.
He's not, but he's playing great quarterback.
Yeah, no, he is.
He's a great runner of the football.
Yeah.
He's also a really good linebacker for them, too.
No doubt.
That's where it's, again, like, I don't even really know what he is. Yeah. I just know that he's a great football player. Yeah. And every time that I have thought about my list, Mekhi Ford is always in the top five.
Okay.
And then number one is Ian Strong.
Great call, Sims.
Ian Strong is, when he's on the football field and the ball is thrown to him, it is 100% going to be his, and he is going to potentially take it to the house every time he touches the football.
Rutgers recruit.
And you know what? And he also plays outside linebacker for them.
You know, is
and you can't run away from him because he's fast enough to catch the person on the other side of the line of scrimmage, which is amazing.
You know, no, but nobody does this anymore. But when I watch Ian Strong, if anybody could move up to the collegiate level, I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but I think he could be a two-way college player. I do.
Yeah.
I really do.
He could be. You know, I don't know if that's what's in his best interest going forward.
Correct.
But I see him in, you know, whatever uniform he is. And I don't know. I just – there's not a lot of there's great receivers in our area, in the Tri-State area. But just, you know, when he touched the football against St. Joe's, and we've seen him a few times here, it's just like it's a whole nother level. It's
special.
It's him versus – young men, and he's a man.
He's a man.
And that's where it's like, whoa, it is super impressive.
And you know what's cool about this? A year ago, we really didn't even know who Ian Strong was.
Correct.
Didn't know.
And that's the thing, too. A year from now, this 10 list or the list of 50 players is going to have more players on it that are just as good or as talented and someone that's going to come out of nowhere. But, man, Ian Strong,
okay,
number
so
one.
I just want to go over it real fast because we have to hit break. The number one player is from Long Island. The number two player is from down the shore at a public high school. Who's number three?
Chase Bisontas,
so
Don Bosco,
your
Jersey.
Your first two players are non-New Jersey parochial school kids. That's why you're the best, Sims.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
but,
no. Well, you're
and then,
good.
Yeah, Tyvon Nelson, Adon Shuler, Wayne Coleman, Zion Moultrie-Goddard, DJ Samuels, Dylan Fontus, and Sabour Kareem to capitalize.
So hold on. So let me go. So there's only two parochial kids on your top 10 from New Jersey?
Correct.
That's incredible. And that's why this
Correct.
Brand of high school football gets better when there's more people outside of the Northern New Jersey Catholic
schools.
Let's
stop traveling
across
the country.
Where's Robbie Carson, Sims?
Yeah, he's a good player. He'll be on the maybe on the QB list. But
that's right. Is that next week?
Correct.
Okay.
But hey, stop traveling to Arizona to play Saguaro, all right? Go across the Hudson
Bingo.
And go play Erasmus Hall instead.
The High School Football Hour presented by the Jets is fueled by Gatorade. When we come back, a quick check-in with Jimmy Cavallo, if that is possible, and then picks later in the show.
And some scores.
This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims. Jets High School Football Hour. Here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims.
Jump the gun, Sims. The High School Football Show on 98.7 ESPN is presented by the All-American Ford Auto Group. I hear they do a great job coming to your house and picking up your cars. The number one auto Ford group in the Northeast with locations throughout New Jersey and Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Visit allamericanford.net. And, of course, the high school show is also presented by Sloman's low price home heating oil and 24-hour service. Call 1-866-OIL-DEAL right now to see how much you can save this winter on heating oil with Sloman's. That's 1-866-OIL-DEAL. And of course, Spectrum jumps on board. We love those guys. Spectrum Mobile has the most reliable service coast to coast, plus 5G is included at no extra cost. Switch and save today. Restrictions apply. Visit spectrummobile.com. Hit me with that Rutgers music, Harv. One today. And listen, it's personal for us now.
Totally.
Because Nunzio is the offensive coordinator. You have your Rutgers football T-shirt on.
Yeah. Under my sweater, brother.
I love it. I love it. So you have...
To Nunzio, you know, congratulations and just really excited for him. And I know it's a tough situation for him to be thrown into. But, man, if anybody can do it, Nunzio Campanelli can.
I watched practice the other day. They got some good stuff going.
Good.
Yeah. I love the tempo in practice, too.
Yeah, for sure.
It was...
There's a good energy going. That's what you need.
Yep. No, it was pretty cool. Here, hit some scores, and then I'll do a quick rip around. We'll get Jimmy on the phone real fast.
Middletown South, 17-6 over Donovan Catholic. Irvington, the Blue Knights, 27-18 over West Orange. Caldwell, still undefeated, 35-14 over Mountain Lakes.
How many in a row now?
That I don't know.
23.
That's why you're the wizard.
The Chiefs have won 23 in a row.
Millville, 31-20 over Cherokee. Millville with the
South dub. Jersey, nobody cares.
Okay, sorry. Jeez. Sensitive.
What do you have on Rutherford?
DePaul, 21-10 over Del Barton. Actually, we already did that. Sorry. And then Rutherford, 24-10 over Woodridge. Rutherford stays undefeated.
Van Weber, 14 of 21 for 249 and two touchdowns. Both those touchdowns go to Ryan Ward. For the first time all year, it took to the NJIC Championship. Rutherford did not play with running time. So that was a really good matchup. The Woodridge defense against the Rutherford offense, and now Rutherford is 3-1 in that title game. Sayreville and Woodridge. Now, listen, the public schools starting tomorrow, are seeding for the playoffs.
Right.
Sayreville had a better record going in. Woodbridge needed the game.
Yeah.
A.J. Bosch, the junior, a 70-yard touchdown reception in the first quarter from Antonio Rosato. Second quarter, 3-yard touchdown run. They're up 14-7. Third quarter, he ties it at 1 when he takes the Rosato pass and goes 63 yards. In the fourth, 33-yard touchdown catch, 28-yard touchdown run, and he ices the game with an interception. That's a pretty good day,
man,
at the office.
Yeah.
New Canaan, I think right now, is the best team in the state of Connecticut. Lou Marinelli's guys roll Wilton last night. Wilton falls to 5-2. The Rams go to 6-0. They were upset. They lost to Wilton last year for the first time since 1995, and Louie said it in the paper this morning. Yes, we were paying attention to that. Tucker Milligan, 99-yard interception return, ties a school record. Of course it does, because you can only have a 99-yard return. You can't get over 100. The defense scored 3 touchdowns, third consecutive shutout. William Floyd, they beat Sachem East last night out on Long Island. Paul Longo, one of the great coaches in the tri-state. LaDuke Harris, the quarterback, 14 carries, 132 yards, and a touchdown in the air. Perfect in 3 tries, including 2 touchdowns, a total of 68 yards. Their toughest game this year was against Longwood. They won 13-7. Longwood upset last night at Sachem North to fall to 5-2. Sachem North trailed 21-3 in the third. Tyler Hall took care of the rest. 19 carries, 73 yards, and a touchdown, and caught a touchdown pass. Jimmy Cavallo, hit it real fast. We're running late. Jim?
Jim?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now listen, as if the football moms of the tri-state don't hate Bosco guys enough, Sims is doing a top 10 players list. Are you kidding me, Matt? I mean, you don't need to be Tom Hagen to get the advice of not to do that. My goodness.
Tom Hagen.
That's terrible.
Wait, do you have anything? Or are you just throwing lines out?
Yeah.
Are you excited about today's Holy Trinity Chaminade game?
I mean, Holy Trinity, what have they won? 19 games in a row. And your boy Slick Nick mentioned, I'm interested to see Jameer Reeder because, like a phoenix, he is rising. He was, you know, he was at Harvard last night, Princeton, and your boy Dylan Classy. I mean, before it's over, Bernie Catholic Dylan Classy will be a top 5 all-time receiver at Princeton. Princeton walloped Harvard, and it's Princeton that is also now interested in Jameer Reeder, the junior, whose stock is completely going up. Now, let me ask you a question about the list. Is there going to be a separate list for quarterbacks? I got here a little late. Is there a separate list for quarterbacks?
Next week we're going to do quarterbacks, yes.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, to not hear the words of Johnny Shepherd come out of Sims' mouth for 1 week would be incredible.
Oh, my God. Get out of here. But, we're going to do quarterbacks next week, and, you know, I'm sure that's when people are going to call in and give me more issues to complain about it.
Yeah.
Tim,
people are going to be upset. Mike, people, listen, we're doing this a long time. People are going to be upset. I mean, you know the Housewives of New Jersey. It's going to be the Housewives of football. The moms get more upset. But just remember, you know, listen, there's a lot of time left. Tom Brady didn't start on his freshman football team. A lot of time left for you, fellas.
That's right.
A couple of guys that I want to take notice to with you.
Okay.
Now, I know you wanted to go senior heavy, a little bit of juniors.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you flat out, one of the best players I saw this year was Jalen Matthews from Toms River North, the right tackle, big old number 79, 6'6", 300 pounds. If he stays healthy, he's a pro.
And you know why I didn't? Because we're going to talk about him for the next 2 years a lot.
Oh, we're doing this show next year?
Oh, that's true. Good point.
Oh, my God. Maybe the guy on the phone you're doing it with.
Three-man show. Three-man show. Oh,
yeah,
they haven't told you, Mike?
Yeah. I'm done. I was surprised you didn't have Cam Chadwick from Immaculata on your list.
Yeah, that was a miss by me. Overlooked
I'm
it.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I didn't want to make you feel bad.
Oh, no, it's all right.
You did not see Hudson Catholic this year. You guys did not do that game.
That
was an Eddie Kalegi special.
Yes, sir.
Jacob Rodriguez, the running back going to Fordham, has some of the best feet in the tri-state. And a guy that I'm really excited about, going to go play at LIU Post, is Joseph Garcia. 6 feet, 185 pounds, corner, wide receiver. Another guy, maybe don't know what he's going to play,
right?
But they got a really good one right there. Micah Ford, mistake by me, did not commit to West Virginia. He's been offered by Maryland, but what I'm hearing is he loves Boston College. So, I mean, if you look at that list now, and let's just say, sake of argument, he commits
Maryland.
To Maryland.
Oh, my God.
Four of your top 10 guys are going to Maryland.
Yeah, that's
if he goes.
And that's okay. I didn't even really think about their offers to any degree at all. It was all about just their performance and how they affect their teams and what they do for their teams. And fortunately for Maryland, they're finding a lot of football players that are really good.
Jim, did you press the coaches this week about being in double A last year and Holy Trinity still in double A? Because I'm going to press Hardart at the half about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, Hardart has given the keys to the kingdom to Kamal Roy. Roy's a head coach who played for Holy Trinity. He's a disciple of the AAA. You know what I mean? We all want to get back for Holy Trinity. You know, once upon a time when Anthony Brunetti and the boys were playing in the championship, I think Tony Massia is still yelling at me in my meetings that week. But listen, Kamal Roy has sort of a 3-year plan. Within 3 years, he wants to get back there. My only question is, and listen, Chaminade is back, and Chaminade, their nation didn't love going to double A.
No.
I mean, you know, they felt like they had to go to double A. But the Chaminade, give credit to the Flyer football nation, the alumnus, the Zankers of the world, the guys who suited up for Flyers. They didn't like being in the AA, okay? So they're happy to be back in the AAA, and that is the plan for Holy Trinity. The only problem is, guys, is when you have this now talent that Holy Trinity has, boy, it just seems like that's where you should be.
Missed opportunity. We'll see you in a little bit, buddy. The high school picks of the week on 98.7 ESPN are built by the Lantech Group. I was magical last week at 2-1, and you only went 1-1.
Yeah, that's right. Well, could you keep picking the game that I'm calling?
On the season, you're 8-4. I am 10-11, ready to go to 13.
Oh, my God. You're not even 500.
Okay.
Disgusting
lizard.
All
right. I lost on Canarsie. I won on Bergen Catholic. You lost. You went with St. Joe's.
We both
won on Moore Catholic. All right, Harv, give me a little of that pick music. Here we go. Sims, we got 3 minutes, okay? Chaminade, Holy Trinity. You going to pick the game?
How many times are we going to cover this, Mike? Oh, unbelievable.
I keep doing that.
Yeah, what the?
I keep doing that. I mean, both teams, what they need to do in the Catholic Football League, there's two divisions.
Yeah.
There's the best division, I don't care about enrollment, and there's the weaker division, and you're trying to get to the better division. Chaminade last year won the AA title. Holy Trinity won the AA2 title. I didn't even know that. See, because that to me, I hate to say it, but schools like this need to be in the big boy division. I use Fordham Prep as the barometer on this game,
all right,
Sims.
Let's hear it.
I do. Chaminade just got by Fordham Prep. Holy Trinity rolled them. This game is huge for Chaminade.
It is.
And the league needs Chaminade to win this game today.
Yes.
But they're not. Holy Trinity is going to 8-0. St. Peter's Prep 5-2 on the corner of Forest and Oradell today against 6-1 Bergen Catholic. Who do you like?
St. Peter's Prep.
Really?
Yeah.
Sims, I love the pick. It's just not the right one
because
St. Peter's
I know.
Prep.
I'm going out on a limb 2 weeks in a row with Joe's and with St. Peter's.
Okay, if St. Peter's Prep wins, tell me how they win. What do they have to do other than score one more point?
Backyard football. Mahomes-like football with Champ Long.
So
it's time for Champ to have like that signature win of his career, and I think it potentially could be today. Yes.
So you're saying it's going to be a high-scoring game.
That's the only way St. Peter's can win.
I'm telling you right now, Bergen Catholic in the opener this year scored 48 points. Today is the day the Bergen Catholic offense goes to another level. Not only do they win, and I think they put at least 50 on the board.
Yeah.
I like the Crusaders.
Sorry, Mr. Mahoney.
Okay,
hopefully
here's
I'm still
a game
invited to your
that
house.
You are all into, okay?
Yeah.
Farmingdale 6-0 at Massapequa 5-1 Nassau County Big Boy Championship. No, not championship, just a game. Massapequa won the championship last year. Who do you like,
Losing
Sims?
It. Farmingdale. Going with the old boys. Let's go.
That's it?
That's it. That's all I got for you, Captain.
Massapequa.
You said be quick.
They've won 3 out of the last 4 against the Dalers. We said they're the big boy defending champion. Have a good quarterback in Paulie DeLanto. He's going to have the game of his life today. The Dalers have great balance. Coach K, Buddy Krumenacker, they're not only going to win this game, they're going to win the Nassau Championship. And there you have it, Sims, the picks of the week, built by the Lantech Group, the leader in design, construction, and maintenance of athletic fields and facilities throughout the East Coast, specializing in synthetic turf, natural grass, concrete, fencing, and much more. Visit them at thelantechgroup.com. 20 seconds. What are you most excited about, Holy Trinity Chaminade?
I really just am excited to see just where the two teams are going into the playoffs here late in the year. Because now they've had a ton of games. They know kind of who they are. So really it's just going to be who matches up better in this situation. And I feel like, you know, there's an edge to one team. And we'll see live on MSG.
At 1 o'clock. Enjoy.